who is experiencing this. We believe that there is someone here which is here for joyriding only. Remember? Rumi said, I said, the spirit is here, the soul is here, just to enjoy being here. This is that breath in here, with no mission, no something to do. That's a part of me. Yes, this me, which main part, visible part of it to you is the animal one. And you see the skin, right? You have some illusions about what's going in my mind. But there is someone else here. The invisible one. Not to you, even to me. That's subconscious. That's something that I don't know what it is. Because when I'm thinking, I am the thinker. And thinking is a part of me. It's not my entire existence. There is a part of my existence that I don't believe is in me. It cannot be in me. It comes in me. But it goes away. The breath. That breath of God which is in us. That breath of life which is given and given again and again and again. It's not something that they handed me and I have the life. The life we receive will end. Whatever you receive is for one single moment. Then the existence goes to non-existence. And all those problems we have with the dark matter and things like that. So, there are a lot of explanations. The best is good for you. Because when you notice something, for energy is good for you. The worst problem we have here is the ignorance. When you don't know. Because when you don't know, you miss the opportunity. You miss that moment, that experience, right? So they help you with that. Do you remember why? Why everything was created? The good story of creation. Why everything was created?
Kuntu Kanzan Makfian Fa Babtu Anuru Fa Halaktu Aul.
Oh,
good.
And sometimes I blame these Iranian fellows. That is the logic behind it. That's when we went to him and asked, why did you do it? Yes. He said, كُنْتُ كَنْدَلْ مَخْفِيًا فَأَحْبَدْتُ عَنْ عَرَفْ فَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا خَالِقَكَ يَعْرَفْ. So I was hidden treasure and I like to be discovered. So I created this createes to be discovered. But this is not how we explain it. This is the logic he gave to us, right? So if we don't understand the language, which is far from our intelligence, we had a good one, a very lovely one, which is one of the best ghazal of Hafiz for me. Because this is a beautiful azan that everybody reads it, and they like it, and they take it for granted to the form of some love letter. But if you dig it deep enough, you will see, he will tell you the story of creation according to our understanding, and this is the guy who has Quran in his heart. And say, our story goes like this. In our story, God will not decide to create. Because that decision should have something in advance, which is the need for that to be created. Then we are using the adjective of need for God, it doesn't work. That way, you say, oh, in the beginning, it was only God and nothing else. And how was God? What do you know about that God? Say something, doesn't matter. Because we know only one thing about it, which is not real knowledge, but we know it. It's beautiful. And we know. How we know? We know. Because, really, honestly, we don't know what is beautiful, do we? Do we have any reasoning? It's just sort of feeling. What is feeling? Is it fake? Have you ever stopped in the mirror of darkness and said, wow, oh, the way your breath will be taken away when you're looking at the sunset? Has ever anyone has existed that with that moment of sunset, he doesn't feel some sort of sentimentalism, which is the essence of sadness without being sad, without sorrow? That thing happens to us. It's beautiful. But logically, we don't know. And we feel like if we go to the source of the source of the source, we don't know what it is. If this is the fellow who created everything, so he created mainly these beauties we see. So we feel it feels beautiful. That's all we know. And nothing else, honestly, nothing else. The rest cannot be known. And this one, this beauty, we know by heart, not by mind. Because we're sure that even 5,000 years ago, those, I don't know, 50,000 years ago, the cavemen, they would sit and look at the sunset, and maybe some of them even cry. That's it. Do you remember the story now? Offers would say, in the beginning, your beauty started to jump out and brought a fire of love, and everything happens like this. Yes. We say God is beautiful, beauty is attractive and eye-catcher and with a tendency to show off. So the beauty of him showed up as what? As a reflection. So a picture appeared, this reflection. This is what existence is to us. Don't you like it like this, artistically and beautifully? Doesn't matter. You have to swallow it, because you come back to your logic and say, whatever is somehow his creation, what he created, right? This is what he meant. So whatever beautiful you see is because he meant it beautiful and comes from him and he's beautiful. Now what? It's not artistic, it's philosophy. He is the root of everything. Everything goes back to him. And what do we see? We see beauty. A little bit of it. That way. Let's go back to Rumi. What is he talking about now? You tried your best to escape. I told you that this time you are going to listen to something that is very bizarre, and you have to, you better read it before coming here. Because this is the moment. This is the moment that you should realize what philosophy is and what is the difference between these texts of enlightenment and philosophy. Because both are almost talking about the same thing. Philosophy is the human argument. Human argument is developed and is developing ahead. And it is gathered piece by piece. And these pieces, they are not joined together. They are stuffed somewhere. The things that Newton, a as a scientist, gave us and he explained the existence of the universe, Earth at the center of that. Is it out of your mind? Is it?